we need to generate the meditation objects. They're created. They're mentally created or generated. We make them. We make the object through heartfelt contemplation. If there's no heartfelt contemplation, our mind's not moved, the object doesn't appear. So if the object doesn't appear, how can we meditate on it? So this instruction is priceless. It's emphasized in this precious text. Emphasized because Venerable Geshe-la realizes we need to take this instruction into our heart and put it into practice. It is through contemplation that the object of our meditation appears. So we keep contemplating until the object appears. So this object, Geshe-la says, if we contemplate in this way how all living, mother living beings are tightly bound by the chains of karma, the non-virtuous actions they've performed out of attachment, anger, and ignorance that cause them never to be free from sufferings and problems. So this is a nightmare. The nightmare that living beings find themselves in is that suffering and problems can never cease because non-virtue is not ceasing. Pushed by bad habits of mind, delusions. We contemplate this until we really feel something. How we want to help. We must help. All our kind mothers are bound by the chains of non-virtuous actions so hard to release. We want to free them. We must free them. We generate a sincere wish to release all of them from these chains permanently. How beautiful. I think if we contemplate exactly as Geshe-la has described, you can't but wish to release them. In your mind's eye, they're released. We're going to release them. Stop them being bound by the chains of continuous non-virtuous actions, life after life. You know, the other day I was walking by the stream or river, lake at Manjushri Center. And there's some herons that live there. Majestic. We can say even beautiful when their wings go out and they glide. They can appear beautiful. And you think they live through killing others. They've no choice. They're tightly bound by non-virtue. So hard to release. That whole life spent engaging in non-virtue simply to live. Because that's how they eat. That's how they stay alive. How can we not be moved? We generate a sincere wish to release all of them from these chains permanently. We must, because we're the ones with the opportunity. This is our compassion. So when we wish to release others from suffering permanently, this is our compassion. So in this stage, we generate a sincere wish to release all of them from the chains of non-virtuous actions. It's like deeper. Our understanding's a little bit deeper. We're thinking, where is their suffering coming from? Non-virtue. Where's the non-virtue coming from? Their delusions. We want to release all our kind mothers from the chains of non-virtue that bind them, propelling them to experience suffering after suffering after suffering. As Geshe-la says here, their non-virtues cause them never to be free from suffering and problems. It's a tragedy. Never to be free, because the suffering's perpetuating itself. So we keep contemplating, we use examples from our life, from things that we've seen, that we've read. We think carefully. We let this analogy, all my kind mothers are bound. They're literally bound to suffer. They're bound by the chains of non-virtue. We want, a wish appears from our heart, not our head. That's why we're contemplating an analogy. We need to feel down here in our heart, not think, feel from the depths of our heart. We generate a sincere wish to release all of them from these chains permanently. How wonderful!